Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at the Green Hex Fieldhouse as both teams coming back out on the ice now, getting set for the final 17 minutes of this one. Lumberjacks trailing, Wausau West with a 4-0 lead. And we'll see if East can slow down the West onslaught here in the third period. Wausau West is just relentless. They just keep the pressure on offensively until you suffer a breakdown. Corbett's been good in goal tonight, 37 saves, but just the one little time he'll leave a rebound in front, and they've got somebody there to pounce on it, as they did in that second period, and they lead it here by a score of 4-0. Game being brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor high school sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. 4-0 Wausau West as we head to period number 3. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest and Mosinee in game 2 of the Cup. Two losers will square off at 5:30 on Saturday. The winners beat Saturday night at 8 for the Marathon Cup. The Warriors are the defending champions. And it looks like they will get back there again unless something incredibly drastic happens here in the third period. But the Lumberjacks haven't shown the inclination that they're going to get enough going offensively to score enough goals to make this interesting. But you never know. Let's see. Ben Peck will take the draw at center ice with Logan Clement. And we are set to go. And we're underway. Puck comes back to the Warrior defenseman. And John Metzinger will skate it ahead. Sends it ahead and into the zone. It's going to be an icing call against the Warriors. The pass too far for Clement that time. And icing the call against West. East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Faceoff coming to the right of West goaltender Sam Wiegert. Second, Clement will square off again. Warriors will grab the faceoff, try to get it out. Held in by the Lumberjacks, though. Can McGinnity get there in time? No, he can't. West clears the zone. Jack Nichols will run down the loose puck. He's being pressured, though. Tries to backhand it out of the zone, and they can't do it. West holds the zone. Now we're going to get a whistle. It's going to be a hand pass called against the Warriors, and the faceoff will come back down in the East offensive zone. Just underway, and a couple of whistles here in the opening minute of the third period. Both teams will change their lines. It'll be Austin Cummings out there, along with the Dino brothers, Andrew and Landon. There's a shot on goal. And Wiegert's got to make a save on that. A quick shot from the right side by the Lumberjacks, and Wiegert had to make a save on that. Kevin Conley taking the faceoff for West against Landon Dino. Puck comes in front again, then knocked quickly away by the Warriors. With a shot thrown way wide by Pascula from the blue line. And now West able to clear the zone. Comes out to center ice. Lumberjack sent it cross ice. Run down by Sam Romanski. Puck knocked off his stick, though, behind the East net. Ravens will grab it there. Now the Warriors get control of it out to the point. Sheldon Ochai will send it in front. Comes to the opposite point. Fanning on the shot attempt there was Nate Newman. He's looking to clear it and can't get it out. Newman holds the zone for West down into the corner, sliding behind the East end again. Cravens will grab it there. Sends a breakout pass to Andrew Dadle. He turns, looks, sends the puck ahead to center ice. Knocked back the other way by the Warriors. Pascula's got to run it down for East. And Conley will hold it in for West, then take it away. Knuckles tried to get it out of the zone. Did it come out? No, it didn't. Warriors hold the zone. Conley, stick handling down the corner. Conley still has the puck on his stick. Sends a cross ice pass. Shot's on in front. That got through, I think. Now a rebound, and it's an open net. The Warriors couldn't get a shot away. They had an open net as Corbett was down. They couldn't get a shot away. East clears it out. Warriors run it down. East getting a change there. Warriors win it. Behind the East net, looking to center it. Pass taken away by Cravens. Cravens being pressured by Alex Stilkowski. Puck slides behind the East net again. West has control of it. Drew Pearson looking. Pope checked away from him, though, and here comes East back the other way. Long cross-ice pass, too far for Knuckles. He can't get a stick on it. And the Warriors send it back to center ice. West will grab it, send it back to their defenseman, Jacob Evans, out there for a shift. West is trying to get a little work for some of their bench players. With a 4-0 lead here in the third period. Centering pass, and that's grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Here comes Austin Cummings. Cummings is going to bring it ahead. Cummings, look, shoots. Wieger got a piece of that with his glove. It's behind the West net. Gabe McGinnity sends it out to the point. Holcomb sends it right back down deep. Well, puck comes in front for a moment. Landon Daniel couldn't get a stick on that. Warriors look to attack. And now here they come into the zone. Offside, though, is going to be the call against Wausau West. They had a man streaking in. That was Zach Peterson, but one of the Warriors got caught in offside. And we get a whistle here with 14:07 to play in the game. West leading 4-0. Faceoff coming just outside the East blue line. Puck dumped into the corner. Holcomb is going to try to run it down there and does. Send it over to the far boards. Lumberjacks look to get it out and two to center ice. West sends it back to their defenseman. Ben Filkowski, ridden off the puck by Cummings. Now the puck loose and carried into the zone. Here comes Logan Clement. Clement sends it off the side of the net. Now out in front, knocked away for a moment by the Lumberjacks. Out to the point. Penalty coming against East. West controls the puck. Delayed penalty coming. They back out the puck to center ice and look to attack. East needs to touch this thing up. West has the extra skater on. As Wiegert skated off, they still have control of it, and now East will touch up the puck and the penalty coming against the Lumberjacks here with 13:21 to play in the third period. That's going to be Austin Cummings, I believe, going to the box. It's going to be a tripping call against Cummings. And the Warriors will go on the power play attack here. Face off to the right of Ian Corbett. West controls it. There's a shot that deflected in front, didn't get through, and East is able to clear the zone. Slides all the way to the other end. Wieger comes out of the net to play it. Now here comes Metzinger. He passes ahead. Here comes Kevin Conley. Conley turns on the Jets into the zone. To the sideboards. Looks. Going to make a move, carry it in front. Now drop pass underneath. They try to feed it to Conley as he streaks toward the net, but it's deflected away by Corbett. West controls it. They send it behind the net. Centering pass on the back door. Pass, they didn't get much on that one. Jack Knuckles able to get it all the way around and out. And it's going to go all the way to the other end. Wieger comes out of the net again to corral it. And it'll be Nate Newman who will pick it up for the Warriors. Newman is a sophomore player out there. On the power play here for West. Conley will carry it in. Offside the call. One of the Warriors got in early. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by the Bowman Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bowman Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Face-off won by the Warriors back to center ice. They get the pass ahead. Here's a shot taken that deflected. And now the net will come off its moorings as one of the players crashed into it. And we get a whistle. 50 seconds remaining in the man advantage for West. 12-11 to play in the game. Warriors leading 4-0. Faceoff comes once again outside the East blue line. Justin Anderson taking the draw for West. They win another one. Back to their defenseman. Pass ahead is intercepted by East. Can they carry it into the zone? No, Romanski stole it, but then got a poke check going. Now he gets it back, and then he gets dumped down hard. Here comes West into the zone. Centering pass, bouncing in front, shot. That deflected off the skate, didn't get through. Romanski grabbing it into the corner. Skating with it, trying to get some open area where he can shoot it out of the zone, and he will, and it's going to bounce all the way to the other end. 21 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Wiegert sends it ahead as West looks to attack while East was getting a change. Into the zone, shot, Corbett to save. The rebound grabbed by Feck, and East flips it up, and it's going to go out of play, and we get a whistle. 8 seconds remaining on the West power play here. Warriors trying some different combinations. here tonight. They can do that here with this 4-0 lead. Face off grab by the Lumberjacks that time, and now West gets it back. They're going to carry it in. Penalty is almost over. Here's a centering pass. That's deflected up and over the top of the net to the corner. Penalty's over. He's back to full strength. Centering pass comes all the way up to the point. Parcells can't hold his own. West needs to retreat and regroup. They get the pass ahead. It's knocked away at center ice by Piskula. Lumberjacks trying to get control of it. Cody Krasowski had it for a moment. Now West will get it back. Flicking the pass ahead, Ben Totowski. Center ice, they pass it into the zone. Come the Warriors. Still with control of the puck. There's a shot that's thrown in. Corbett bobbled that one. Goes behind the net. He's looking to break it out. Arcel steps up. Sends it toward the net. Corbett sends that one back to the corner. Grabbed there by Schumacher, and he's able to clear the zone. He's trying to get a change. West will dump it in, and they'll get a partial change here. Andrew Gainal sends it ahead for East. Grabbed by the Warriors. Puck still at center ice, and now West will bring it into the zone. Zach Peterson. Peterson skating. Front behind the net, looking, still looking. Gets it out to the point. They go D to D with it. Defenseman can't handle the pass. That's Parker Daly. Puck comes behind the East net again. Ben Feck will grab it for the Lumberjacks. Can he get it out of the zone? They will. Pop it past the defenseman and out. Warriors chase it down. Nate Newman will pick up the loose puck and send it ahead. Into the zone. Shot it. Corbett got a piece of the glove on that one. Actually, he grabbed it and got the whistle. High shot. Streaking in for the Warriors. He's got that shot away. That might have been... looked like it was Logan Clement. Took that one. 9:55 to play here, third period. Faceoff coming to the right of the East goaltender. Here's a shot off the faceoff. The quarter made a save on that. Lumberjacks clear at the center ice. Warriors try to dump it back in. Grabbed at center ice again by West. Austin Cummings tries to send it ahead. Landon Daniel's going to try to skate it down, but winning the race to it was Kevin Connolly. Connolly turns and looks. Connolly, long pass ahead. He's got a man streaking ahead. That's going to be icing against the Warriors as Cale Bowman couldn't get a stick on that, and the faceoff will come down in the East offensive zone. 9:28 to play here. Third period. Warriors leading 4-0. Faceoff is there. Warriors grab it, and they'll skate it out. Now a long cross-ice pass, taking it into the zone, Alex Gessler. Puck slides behind the East net again. Now the Lumberjacks will grab this one and flick it ahead out of the zone. But West will send it right back the other way. Beck will grab it in his defensive zone. In front of the net, tried to get rid of it and couldn't. Puck still loose, Warriors will grab it. Centering pass, is a shot. Corbett might have got a pad on that. Puck behind the net, grabbed by Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb skates. He's got some room. Looks. Looks the pass ahead. Here comes Feck. Feck poked away at the blue line. And here comes West back the other way. Here comes Connolly. Skates into the zone. Dangerous. Shoots. And the save made by Corbett. And then it pops into the canal. They wave it off. There's a stick in the net. And they wave off the goal. I think it popped up, hit the bar, and went in. But they wave off the goal, as there was a Warrior stick in the net. .8:40 to play, third period, and East will get a face-off in their offensive zone here. Landon Daniel takes the draw. Gets it back to the point, held in by Piskula. There's a shot that still goes wide off the stick of Craven. All the way out of the zone, back the other way. Tricky to head, Drew Pearson. Gates it in, fights through a check. Pearson behind the East net. Centering pass. Puck knocked away out to the point. They go D to D with it. Parcells shoots. That goes wide. Puck grabbed by Craven. Sends it to the near boards. Austin Cummings looks to grab it. It does. Sends it out of the zone to center ice. Landon Daniel sends it back. Grabbed by the West defenseman. Long pass goes off a skate and stays in the East offensive zone. West able to clear it, though, and they send it ahead. Cummings backhands it out of the zone for the Lumberjacks. Carried right back in, though, by Ben Filkowski. big takedown right there, and that, I think we've got an injured Wausau West Warrior on the ice. Now we get a whistle. It's going to be an offside call. And one of the Warriors is down. I think that's Filkowski. And he's down on his back in some obvious discomfort. No penalty call on that. But they're going to want to have the trainers come out and take a look at Ben Filkowski. 7:43 to play here in the third period. And while they examine the injured Wausau West Warrior player, we'll take a timeout. Back here in a moment, West leading 4-0. You're listening to Minnetonka Cup Hockey on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 at FM 93.9.
Stone Innovations was formed in 1998. Their success is measured by the company's growth, ranking them among Wisconsin's largest stone fabricators for homes, commercial business, and public structures. Stone Innovations operates with some of the most advanced fabrication equipment in the industry with a staff of highly trained craftsmen. Their installation crews bring to each customer a professional installation in the least amount of time. Stone Innovations, for the look of a lifetime. Plover and Rhinelander, visit them at Stone Innovations.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Bob Moore.
And we're back here at Green Neck Fieldhouse. Filkowski is up. He's going to be helped off the ice by two of his teammates. I don't know if he got his bell rung or if there's some other problem with him. His head is down. He's not putting any effort into skating off. He's being helped off by two of his teammates. He may have hit his head, and we'll have to see about that. We're just guessing here. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Mullins Cheese, located off I-39 in Knowlton. 7:43 to play here, third period. Warriors leading 4-0. They're going to take Filkowski right to the locker room, as he might have hit his head when he went down. He is not moving his legs as he skates off. He's standing up, but he's being pushed off the ice by his teammates. And so a faceoff will come outside the East Blue Line here. We haven't had any scoring here in the third period as of yet. It's still 4-0, Warriors with the lead. Actually, they're going to sit Filkowski down on a bench right outside the boards. East will send this faceoff into the zone. Near turnover. West almost coughed that one up. Puck knocked behind the Warrior net. Grabbed back there by Nate Newman. Sends the breakout pass ahead. And now cross-ice pass carrying it into the zone. Kellen Thurlson, he carries it in. And Horvat made a save on that. Puck behind the net again. Centering pass. The Warriors had somebody on the doorstep. They couldn't get a shot away. That was Sam Radins. And now we get a whistle as Corbett dives out and covers up the puck. 7:19 to play here in this one. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Still to come tonight. One more for you. DC Everest and Mosinini. Faceoff comes out and a shot thrown in. That's the puck that didn't get through. Trying to get it out of the zone. Lumberjacks trying to get it out of the zone. Can't do it. Warriors hold it. Slides behind the net. Set to the near boards. He's trying to get it out. Eric Schumacher on the ice. Puck behind the East End again. Centering pass. Knocked away by Andrew Daniel. Craven's down there. Centered and a shot and goal. It came out in front of a backhanded shot. A hard backhanded shot. Alex Ostes. Junior player on the ice for a shift, and he gets a goal here. So Ostes with the goal. Didn't see who got that assist. We'll get that after the game ends. Get all the scoring and assists for you. 6:49 to play, 5-0 now, Warriors. Face off at center ice. Puck comes to the East defenseman. That's Andy Cravens. He's going to flick it into the zone. Slides behind the West net. Then Beck gives chase. Grabbed by Metzinger for the Warriors. They look to break it out, and here they come. They've got a really nice breakout. They get it out of the zone quickly. And they don't turn it over very often. Now the Lumberjacks carry it out of the zone. I think Kellen Therrelson got an assist on that goal by Ottis. Puck comes to the near boards. West holds it in. Zach Peterson sends it in front, deflected to the far boards. There's a centering pass. That didn't get through. Hit a skate. He's trying to get it out of the zone, and they do. Warriors will chase it down. Metzinger skates through pressure. Now sent back the other way. It went off Feck's stick, sitting at the blue line. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks come away with it for the moment. Knuckles gets knocked off the puck. Cross-ice pass. Here comes Adam Parcells. Parcells skates it in. Looks. Still looking. Centering pass. Knocked away by the Lumberjacks. And now here comes Feck back the other way. Feck tries to backhand it in. Didn't get it in. He's just trying to change how to fly. Now they knock it to the far boards where Parcells will send it ahead. Cummings overskates the puck. Goes all the way down to the corner. Max Pascula for a shift on the ice now. We'll try to grab it for East. And here come the Lumberjacks back the other way. Landon Dienel will knock it in. We go down to 5:18 to play in this one. Puck to the near boards. Warriors look to break it out. There's a shot. Cummings didn't get a whole lot on that one as West had a rare turnover in the zone trying to break it out. Now the Warriors will send it in deep. Romanski will chase it down behind his own net. Send it around the near boards. Warriors send in a shot that deflects off the stick of Parker Daly all the way to the far side. Now out of the zone. Here come the Lumberjacks. They've got a man in. Can he get a shot away? In front. Winger makes the save on that. Penalty coming against that. And a goal! I don't think that goal will roll in. Did that puck ever go in? They're going to give him a goal. I didn't see it go in. Winger can't believe it. There was a delayed penalty coming against West. And I was looking at that behind the net. And then the official pointed into the net that there was a goal. The puck I saw laying in the crease. But apparently it went in. The Lumberjacks are on the board here. It's 5-1. And I have no idea who knocked that one in. I was watching the penalty behind the net. We'll have to check after the game to see who got that goal for the Lumberjacks. It's 5-1. Ben Feck carries it in. Taken away by the Warriors. Cross-ice pass, they send it ahead. Now it slides in on net. Corbett's going to cover that up as West was coming in hard on the forecheck. 4:32 to play here in the third. It's 5-1. They're going to give the goal to Austin Cummings. I believe that is his first goal of the year. 5-1. Warriors hit a shot off the faceoff. That didn't get through. West holds the zone at the blue line. Line up another shot from a tough angle. Corbett made a save on that, and now he covers it up and gets a whistle. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Humpton Orthodontics. Proud to support high school athletics with over 25 years of experience specializing in orthodontics for children and adults. Faceoff in front of the East net, knocked away. And out to the blue line, Warriors will hold it in. Metzinger will send it in. Bounces weirdly off the sideboards, and East trying to clear it, can't get it out. Sent back in deep. Cravens will chase it down behind his own net. He sends it out. Krasowski off an edge and went down, so West was able to hold it in to the near corner. They bounce it out to the blue line again. Metzinger will flip it back down in deep. 3:57 to play. Now the Lumberjacks grab the loose puck. Long pass ahead. That's going to go the length of the ice. It's going to bounce in on net. Winger's got to make a save on that. As the Lumberjacks get a change, West looking to attack ahead. Catcher in the change couldn't do it, but now they will carry it into the zone. Dale Bowman has the puck knocked away from him, and now it's grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Here comes East into the zone, 3-on-2. And they can't get the pass away. Landon Dino got taken down by Parcells. Good defense right there. He's got a chance there with a 3-on-2. Couldn't get a shot. Puck comes to the near boards. In the east zone, they look to clear it and do. West has to tag up. And they'll carry it in. Puck slides right into the slot. There's a shot. Corbett makes a save on that. The rebound. Corbett is down. Matt Stramel in front of the net, no goal. As I think the net came off its moorings when there were about five people on the ice right in front. Holder was down, there was an open net area, but he was able to get enough of a piece of a couple of shots there to keep it out of the net. 3:02 to play here in this one. 5-1 Warriors. Bullock's going to have around 50 saves again, just like he did Tuesday night. Faceoff coming to his right here with 3:02 to play. Puck comes out to the blue line, knocked down into the corner. Romanski tries to skate it down there. He grabs a hold of it. And trying to fight through a check. West takes him off the puck. Here's a shot. That deflected. Didn't get through. It's in the slot. He's able to clear it away to the near boards. Sheldon Ojop for the Warriors sends it down deep. Now he gets it back. They go D to D, but he can't handle the puck. It goes down to the corner. Sent in front. That deflects away to the corner where Trevor Holcomb will send it along the boards. And he's able to clear it. Jack Knuckles gets knocked off the puck at center ice. 2:24 to play here in this one. And it's going to be a high stick call against West. The faceoff will come down in the east offensive zone. We have 2:20 to play. Coming up between games, we'll recap all of the scoring from this one. Take a look at where DC Everest and Moe's and East stand at this point going into tonight's action. And get you set for our second matchup tonight. Warriors win the draw, send it behind their own net, looking to break it out. They get the pass to Parker Daly. He lost the handle on it. Back to his defensive partner, Jacob Evans. Evans sends it ahead. He's able to hold his own. Sent down to the corner. Daly looks to get it ahead. Knocked away from him by Landon Deal. Under 2 minutes to play. West looks to break it out, and they get it out of the zone. Now here they go. They've got a 2-on-1. The pass. There's a shot. Corbin with another sliding save. The puck is down, and East tries to clear it, but West holds it in. Now they'll get it out. Big save by Corbin right there. Here comes Cravens fighting through a check. Poked away from him. East is getting a change. There's a shot thrown in. Deflected off the side of Wiegert's pass. Big collision here along the boards. East with a short pass. Goal! It's Andrew Daniel with the goal on the pass and the feed by Jack Knuckles. He got Wiegert down on his knees and popped it up and in, top shelf, and it's a 5-2 game with a minute 22 to play. Now remember, East is doing this against some of the West reserves. They've got some reserve defensemen in there that aren't as adept at clearing the puck as some of the other Warrior veterans, but it's 5-2. Faceoff coming in center ice. Andrew Dano got that one. Warriors will win this draw and bring it ahead. Pucks it all the way down to the corner. In there for a shift for East is Austin Grumman on defense. Puck comes out to the blue line. Parcells fires at the net, and Corbett makes a goal on that. And we get a whistle with a minute 5 to play. All 5 to go here in this one, 5-2 Warriors. It was 3 goals in the second period that sort of put this one out of reach. Puck is loose in the slot, grabbed by Romanski. Sam skates it around, now tries to send it out of play, but sends it too high off the netting. And we'll get another faceoff with exactly 1 minute to play. East-West Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you by Cloverdale Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Faceoff is loose. Sam Romanski will run it down for East. He's being harassed down along the backboards. Right on top of him is Kellen Therrelson. West will grab it, send it out to the point. There's a shot thrown in. That didn't get through. Deflected away. East grabs it, looks to flick it ahead, and they do to center ice. Run down there by the West defenseman. Pass sent the other way. Grabbed by East. Grumman sends it cross ice. Set ahead by Romanski. Now Romanski sends it to Feck. Feck makes a move at center ice. Looking. Hope checked off the puck. Warriors with the puck in their own zone. 15 seconds to play. Now they send it out of the zone. East needs to tag up. They'll dump it in and give chase. Puck behind the Warrior net. 5 seconds to play. And West will get the victory here in game one of the Marathon Cup. They win it by a score of 5-2, and they will advance to Saturday night's championship game against the winner of our next contest between DC Everest and Mozambique. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap all of the scoring from this one. We'll do that next. You're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Since 1980, Wausau Mine Company has been serving the Wausau area with great food and drink in a truly unique dining atmosphere. Hi, this is Dan Wage. There's more to why we've been a part of your lives for so long. It's 30-plus years of using only the finest ingredients, and we pride ourselves on still cooking the old-fashioned way, from scratch. Experience it yourself. Visit the Wausau Mine Company on Stewart Avenue in Wausau today.
Come enjoy the good times. It's the only place for you.
Want to boost skills in your current job or train for a new career? Are you a recent high school grad looking for your niche? Don't be just another number in the crowd. Graduate to a whole new future at Mid-State Technical College. MSTC grads gain the real-world skills and experience they need to get jobs. In fact, 85% of their graduates are employed within 6 months of graduation. Call 888-575-MSTC or apply online at mstc.edu. Mid-State Technical College. Enroll. Learn. Succeed.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You took your car to a dealership?
Yep.
And they didn't try to sell you a bunch of stuff you didn't need?
Yep.
And gave you a better price than my guy?
See for yourself.
Let me see here. Oh, my.
Dealership quality repairs and service at better than independent mechanic prices. It'll blow your mind at Scafidi Motors Service Center off Highway 66 in Stevens Point. Stop by today for a $23.97 oil change and a free car wash at Scafidi.
Stone Innovations was formed in 1998. Their success is measured by the company's growth, ranking them among Wisconsin's largest stone fabricators for homes, commercial business, and public structures. Stone Innovations operates with some of the most advanced fabrication equipment in the industry with a staff of highly trained craftsmen. Their installation crews bring to each customer a professional installation in the least amount of time. Stone Innovations, for the look of a lifetime. Plover and Rhinelander, visit them at Stone Innovations.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio. Back here at the Green X Fieldhouse as the first game is in the books. And the Wausau West Warriors get the victory here tonight by a score of 5-2. Let's recap all of the scoring for you in this one. Warriors got on the board first, back in the first period, the only goal of that period. and it was scored by Justin Anderson with the assist going to Sheldon Ocha and Drew Pearson. It was a redirect of a shot that Ocha took from the point. Anderson gets the goal, and it was 1-0, an even strength goal at the 11:41 mark of the first period. The Warriors put three goals on the board in the second period. First one scored by Logan Clement. Assists going to Zach Peterson and to Adam Parcells. That was a power play goal at the 6:39 mark. The first power play goal given up this season by the Lumberjacks. And it was 2-0. Warriors sallied again, an even strength goal at the 10:48 mark. That was Justin Anderson getting his second goal of the night, with the assists going to Drew Pearson and Alex Stokowski. And the third goal of the second period and fourth goal of the game for the Warriors scored by Kevin Colley, a nifty little shot. He carried it in and took a backhander that went top shelf over the shoulder of Ian Corbett. The assist on that goal going to Alex Gessler, 11:21 mark of the second period, even strength goal. It was 4-0 Wausau West. They made it 5-0 at the 10:11 mark of the third period. Scoring that goal for the Warriors was Alex Osnes, and the assist going to Kellen Thurlson. Even strength goal, 10:11. Then the Lumberjacks were able to tally a couple of goals late. 12:13 mark of the third period. Even strength goal scored by Austin Cummings. And then also getting the goal, Andrew Daniel at the 14:38 mark. An even strength goal with assists going to Jack Knuckles and also to Andy Cravens. Saves in the period for Ian Corbett. He had 15 for a game total. Let's see. 52 saves for Corbett tonight to go along with the 49 from the other night. It's over 100 saves in two games this week for Ian Corbett. Sam Wiegert had six saves for the game, and the backup goaltender for the Warriors finished up tonight. That was Quinn Coyle, a sophomore. He had a couple of saves late in the contest for Wausau West. So our first game is in the books here, and they are doing an extra cleaning session of the ice here. Normally what happens in this is that the teams will come out and warm up on the used ice, and then they will redo the ice after that. Instead, they have decided to Zamboni twice here. They Zamboni now. They'll have to Zamboni again after the teams warm up. So we will have a bit of a delay here before the start of our next game. We think we're going to have Pete Susan, the West coach, come down and talk with us for a little while here between games. And we'll do that in just a bit. We'll take a timeout right now, though, and come back with more from Greenheck Fieldhouse. But the first one's in the books. The Warriors get the win here by a score of 5-2. They'll play Saturday night against the winner of our next game, D.C. Everest and Mosin. We'll come back and talk about those two teams next. You're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.